Lesson number 5, Virtual Students Talking Circle. Is everyone comfortable? Before we begin, I want to remind you of the issue questions we will discuss. They are, who benefits from authorities removing children from their families? Should parents be allowed to contact their children once the children have been taken away? And should children who have been raised by people other than their natural parents be returned to the natural parents if more than 10 years has passed since the separation occurred? Jenny, here is the stone to hold. I would like you to start the talking circle.
Okay, thanks, Mrs. T. I guess the person who benefits is the child if she was abused. Even abusive parents would benefit because some might realize they had, you know, crossed the line. It would be too dangerous for the child for authorities to allow abusive parents to contact her. All sorts of things might happen. I don't think it's safe to return a child to abusive parents at any time. Once the child becomes an adult, she can choose for herself whether or not she wants to meet her natural parents. Adrian, here, take the stone. It's your turn.
It's the society that benefits removing a child from abusive parents. Think about it. Removing that child saves in healthcare costs, in family counseling costs, in rehabilitation costs, if that child would grow up to be physically or mentally challenged because of early abuse. On the other hand, if the child and the parents both want to see each other, I don't see any harm in it. Cost-wise, if the parents can clean up their act, it saves big government dollars to return the child to them. We're the ones who have to pay for all the public services after all. Here, Frank, you take the stone now.
Thanks, Adrian. Well, taking a kid away from her family can't benefit the family. How would her grandparents get to know her? What about her brothers and sisters? So, I guess it's the government that benefits. Some governments used to take kids away from their family so the kids wouldn't learn family ways or share family views. I think residential schools were set up that way, weren't they? Families are important. They join the past and the present. Kids need that. Parents and kids absolutely need to know one another. They need contact so they can be a family. Kids should definitely be returned to their parents' care, even if the kids have been away for a long time. Mel, your turn.
Well, I don't know if holding this little stone is going to make what I have to say sound any smarter.
Mel, your opinion is valuable to us.
Okay. What I want to know is, what if the kids got taken away by mistake? Like in the play, what if the kids didn't need to be rescued, but some social services person got the wrong information and took the kids away anyways? How would the parents get the kids back? Should the family sue or what? If that would happen, no one would benefit. Unless parents could contact their kids in that kind of case, they'd lose track of them completely, you know? Kids should go back to their parents. Even if the kids were taken away for the right reasons, everybody deserves a second chance, right?
Now it's your turn to hold the stone. Record your response to these issues according to instructions in Activity A.